Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show on this Veterans Day. News Talk 830 WCCO. Here till 9, Henry Lake and Christopher Tubbs. And local company Target is in the news. And I think that many of you are aware about the latest here with Target. Target's trying to win back customers with good service. But this isn't the way. And I really do wonder, what is the real reason for their new 10-4 policy? So this 10-4 policy, essentially where they're just kind of, they're going to require their employees to, I guess, be more friendly, approachable, within 10 feet of customers to smile. If they're within 4 feet of customers, they must personally greet the guest, initiate a warm, helpful interaction. And it's such a weird thing to me. Maybe I'm a particular type of shopper, but maybe I'm not. I understand good customer service, and I get retail workers paying attention to customers. But I like to browse. I like to look and do my own thing without being bothered, if that makes any sense. When I need assistance, okay, 100% need assistance, I ask for assistance. I'm not shy about that. But I don't like the people that hover over me. And this is the thing. One of the things that happens so often, and I know it's going to be the case even more so now, is that literally after someone asks you if you need help or engages you in an interaction, you know what's going to happen. Their colleague's going to do the exact same thing after you just interacted with somebody because what? Because that is their policy. That is going to be annoying. And I know that it's being floated out there because we were talking about this earlier in the newsroom. And we won't get into the particulars of who we were having a conversation with, but it's being floated out there by some that this is actually a type of deterrent to theft, that possibly this involves or has something to do with loss prevention. Okay? And look, I get it. There have been a lot of corporations that have been dealing with loss prevention issues and stuff like that, pandemic, people taking advantage. We've got the situation where you can do the self-checkout, all of that. I'm not sure if it's directly tied to that, but I'll tell you this. This does not make me want to go to Target more, right? Because I'm not that type of shopper. I think if anything, this will maybe have people avoid Target a little bit more and actually do more shopping online with other retailers. I'm not sure. I know that there's, you know, there's something to people being able to, because you can pull up the Target app, the Circle app or whatever. You can order whatever you want and just pull up. They'll bring it out to you, whatever. Get your stuff. Or you can walk in real quickly, grab your stuff. That's not going to change. But one of the things I've always enjoyed is actually on the fly, whether it's leaving the station at 9 o'clock at night and Target isn't closed till 10 or whatever, is going in, physically looking and seeing what I need, and then moving on. I don't want to be bothered 24/7 with people all in my space. Part of my thing, and this has always been a thing with me, is I value my personal space. I will get annoyed, and I don't say anything unless, like, you're over the top with it. But, like, even when you're in a line, self-checkout or in an actual line getting checked out, if somebody is, like, literally their nose in the back of my baseball cap, I'll kind of look back and be like, are you serious? Like, if you're going to Costco and you're getting your medicine or whatever, and then you got the person that's all up in your space, it's like, ease up a little bit. This, to me, is going to be nothing but annoying. 651-461-9226. Am I a particular type of shopper? Am I blowing this out of proportion? I don't know. You tell me on the text line or call into the show, because I'll tell you this right now. Target, you need to understand, you ain't Chick-fil-A. Like, Chick-fil-A, we love how they treat you, right? Chick-fil-A, and I know, I get it, it's fast food, but they're known for being over-the-top nice to you, okay? Target, you're not Chick-fil-A. This is going to be a headache.
Dad, I hope someone walks up soon so I can say welcome to Target. I just want to say welcome to Target. I just want to say welcome to Target to somebody. Welcome to Target!
That's what they're hoping for. They're hoping for Kristen Wiig to be Target lady 24 hours. I understand why you may want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Customer service nowadays is a lost art.
It is.
I think there's a fine line between getting a little too in people's spaces, or, you know, trying to have that difference between give me room to shop, because you always, Henry, at the same time, like, there are people that like their space when they shop. And I'm like you. There's got to be that fine line. I want people to be engaged, because if I have a question, I will approach you.
Yep.
Other than that, sometimes you're under time restraints.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. 651-461-9226. I would love to hear from you guys, because I think in theory it sounds like, okay, this is Target trying to be great with their customer base. They're trying to be engaging with them. And over the course of the holiday season, they're just trying to be better. Maybe it is tied into loss prevention. But I'm not about this. I don't like to be necessarily bothered. Because people will say, well, like, you're not really being bothered. They're just trying to assist you. When I want assistance, I seek out assistance. So it's kind of frustrating when it seems like they're going to be all up in my space. We'll take your phone calls. We'll take your texts. We'll do all of that next year on The Lake Show. Target, Target, Target. 651-461-9226. Am I the only one that feels this way? I don't think that I am. People are definitely weighing in on the text line. And one thing before we get to the phone calls here real quick, I do want to clear up. Because I just got a text on the 612. You are wrong about Chick-fil-A. They have anti-gay hiring policies. They say that is not customer friendly, and I hate to hear you praise them. First off, I'm not praising Chick-fil-A and their policies. So that's 100% an inaccurate view on my take. I am talking about the point of interaction with the customer. That's what we're talking about here. We're not praising, the same way I'm not praising Target. For the majority of this year, I've shopped way less at Target because of what they did back with the DEI stuff. So this is not about policies. This is all about the point of interaction with the customer. To act as though Chick-fil-A as a company is not known nationwide for how they interact with you at the point of contact, you're in another world. If you think that I'm not being accurate, they have commercials about it. We've long been told about how they... Back when I was in college, I worked at Chick-fil-A, so I totally get it. So this is not me praising Chick-fil-A. I rarely go to Chick-fil-A. I'm not going to sit here and say I never go to Chick-fil-A. But you're making a point that I am not... That's an inaccurate view on my take. Let's go to the phone lines. We will start with Bob in West St. Paul. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, Lake. Great show.
Appreciate it.
Just a point about Target Corporate.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever try to find out something about a product, you cannot even find out why they didn't stock it anymore or any of that those details. That's all corporate. And I see hardworking people on the floor and at the cash register there at Target. So That's my point. Corporate could do something a little more.
All right, thanks to the phone call from Bob in West St. Paul. I appreciate you calling into the show. Hold on, I want to get to a couple other texts here before we get to the next phone call. From the 612, it's pretty clear to me that Target is using the new policy to weed out the employees that are not as customer service oriented. I'm sure they want to lower their workforce as well, and this is the way of doing it. From the 651, this person, they reference Chick-fil-A too. They say, I go there quite often, and it's very annoying how long it takes just to get your order, to see your order and get it in. I get it. They're very, very polite, but they don't need to go that far with it. I'm not talking anything about how long it takes for you to get your waffle fries. I'm just talking about the interaction.
It's the concept.
Me personally, I don't want to walk into Target and I have somebody hovering because they feel that because they know the policy is I'm 4 feet away from this person and I gotta smile. First off, that's fake anyway. Who was going to be smiling and in their like feeling great about their life 100% of the time? You know what? I guess it's just fake it till you make it, right? You're going to have people on the job that are miserable because they broke up with their boyfriend or girlfriend. They have whatever. Oh, they got to smile and interact and be all up in your space. It's just a weird concept
to
me.
I'm okay if it's not the old Hy-Vee, there's a helpful smile in every aisle. I'm okay if it's not that. The one thing I don't like is when you are looking for something and you're having a hard time and you see people that are walking by you that are employees that are on their phone that obviously can tell that you need help, then ask me, read the room, or at least give me a Cliff Notes version of the room. Like, if I have something, I'm going to approach you, but don't, like you said, don't fake it. I'm okay with you guys just doing their work because not everybody is going to be happy all the time.
I think that you hit it on the head, though. I think you 100% nailed it, Chris, in that read the room is the point to me with regards to great customer service. If I go into Nordstrom, for instance, and I'm brown and I have no idea what I want to buy, I want to look through and find a great sweater that I'm going to utilize to wear, right? At maybe a holiday party or whatever, right? A gift for some, whatever it is. I don't need the person in my face 24/7 asking me questions about. I'm just browsing because I like the interaction when the person says, hey, is there anything in particular you're looking for? Do you need anything? And then when you say, nah, I'm just kind of looking, I'm browsing, I'm just going to kind of look through, maybe find a sweater or some pants or whatever. And you know what they say? The best comeback ever is, well, my name is Walter, and if you need anything, just let me know.
Just let me know.
Yes, just let me know. I will let you know.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And you can tell when somebody is confused or somebody's looking for something, you can tell by the body language.
Yep.
Right. The nonverbal is going to tell you whether or not you can approach.
And I have no issue if a person, if I make eye contact with you and I look confused, yeah, come over and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Because some people don't want to let off let it out that they're, I'm not sure what the heck's going on. If I'm in a store and I've never been in there before, tell me where to go.
Eye contact. The problem is if I make eye contact with you and you walk right past me, then that's going to put a worse taste in my mouth than anything else.
I'm going to tell you right now, you know, especially with people that have retired and they'll take like a job at Walmart or Target just over the holiday season to make a little extra money. I don't want an elderly person like Jeff in Sauk Rapids that sees me at Target and they want to get like 4 feet in my space.
His brittle old bones.
I'm just going to let Jeff know. I don't want to be bothered, Jeff.
That was hilarious. Thanks. No, I agree with you entirely. I don't want Target to turn us into a car dealership. When I buy something, I like to go around reading the stickers on the cart, on the windows.
Yep.
Look at the options, look at the price. You know, it's kind of a complicated thing, and you got to gain some information before you.
So, Jeff, are you saying that when next time you're at Target, you don't want the person come up to you and they see that you're looking at the mashed potatoes, and they're like, "What type of mashed potatoes do you need?"
No, that's exactly right. What I want Target to do, or Walmart, is hire enough people so that if I need something, if I want to ask, "Where's the Old Spice deodorant?" I can actually find one.
Well, Target's been in the news, and they're not exactly looking for new employees right now.
No, I know that.
Yeah,
I know that. But I was in Walmart a few weeks ago about something, and ran into this woman, and she was looking for something as well. And she commented she couldn't find anybody, and I said, "I'm going to go look. Stay right here." I found one, and I asked that employee to come with me. And I walked right up to that woman, and I said, "Look, I've got one right here in captivity. We can find what we want."
Oh, my goodness. That's funny. That's funny.
Now, that they can do, but we don't need the car salesman running up to you just because I'm window shopping.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. I want to get to this text here real quickly. And then kind of throw out an idea and see if people want me to do this or not. From the 507.
I don't know what the question is, but it's yes.
I'm going to get to it in a second. From the 507, I've worked retail in a small town setting for 20 years. I greet my customers just so they know I'm there for assistance, which is awesome. I'm for that. I don't hover over them. I think it's a good idea to interact with customers. The Target employees will not be your personal shopper, just a friendly face. And then another texter says, "Henry, it just seems lately Target has been making news for all the wrong reasons. I don't understand why they can't get common sense things right." Also from the 507, 507 is all over right now. Don't like forced pleasantries. Hovering associates instead should have a couple stations with associates available if you need it. How about this? Maybe I need to do this. I would have to purchase one of those GoPros.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I could. Now they have these little GoPro cameras you can wear around your neck. Maybe I should wear one of the GoPro little miniature little things around my neck, go into Target.
Oh, like Flava Flav?
Going to Target and go to the aisle with the birth control. I start looking through what type of birth control for men that I need and see how one of the associates reacts. Do you think that there will be an associate 4 feet from me? What do you think of that?
How many times?
Text line, do you think I should try that?
Oh, I think the answer is unequivocal.
And we post it on the WCCO radio website.
Yes. Nothing like Henry Lake buying condoms. Put that. That's good content.
Anything for the show, man.
Anything for the show, man. Look at you,
man of the people.
You know, look at you. Okay, so
soldiers are magnums.
Okay, yeah. Do you need Do you need the vanilla flavored jelly?
Do you need
the strawberry? You need the rib? What kind would you... Do you need the Trojan? Yes. Yes, you need the Trojan. Do you need the extra large? Or you, do you need the micro? Excuse me, sir. What kind of help do you need? Welcome to Target. It would be an interesting sociological experiment.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that at the end of the day, I think the employees know, just be engaged enough that we know that you're there. I don't like to be someplace where you're not engaged. Because if you are not engaged, then I know that it's all fake. It's all for show.
The theme of the text line right now is totally with that. From the 612, the fake smiles at retail stores turn me away more than someone who doesn't smile and helps me when I need it.
I'd like to think that we can all tell when somebody is legit, when somebody's genuine, or when you're not.
To tell your employees to give fake smiles is insane to me.
Yeah.
That's insane to me. Target's decision makers are just totally, I'm with the text line here. It makes no sense.
Just don't look at your damn phone, read the room, and we're fine. Those are my two rules of shopping. Don't look at your phone, read the room, we're done.
Coming up next, the very first sports take of the evening involves when you listen too much to your fans, ultimately, in my opinion, you won't be successful. We get to that next year on The Lake Show. You know, in the world of sports...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
That the take of don't let your players run the coaching staff and overtake the organization, right? I would say the same for your fan base. You cannot, and what I mean by that is, like, look, I get it. Really good players should have say with regards to a team. But ultimately, you got to have strong management. You got to have strong coaches because they are ultimately, they're the leaders. They're the decision makers. And you can't let players have way too much control within an organization. And I'm not saying that they don't have any control or any say. They all should have say. But at the end of the day, you have to trust the people that are in charge to make those day-to-day decisions. And when you look at general managers and team presidents, they have to do what's best for the team, and they have to not fall prey to the fan base. Because when you listen too much to the fans, I don't think ultimately you're going to be successful. You're just not. The Dallas Mavericks have fired general manager Nico Harrison. And let's be clear here. It is because the fans in Dallas are still pissed off about the Luka Doncic trade and the slow start to this season, which I think they're 3-8. And to me, being 3-8 isn't enough to just go ahead and say, we're done with you. It's all about Luka no longer being there. And look, I get it. Fans have every right to be upset about a player that they loved no longer being in the organization. But I think it's insane and ridiculous that Nico Harrison is out of a job. I really do. The fans should not be trying to control the job of the GM because a player got traded away this quickly. It hasn't even been a year since Luka was traded. I get it. Anthony Davis continues to be injured. It's not a great look. Kyrie Irving, he's not available right now. Unfortunately, he tore his ACL last year. You knew coming into this season you were not going to be whole. You know it was going to be a work in progress. Nico Harrison, people look at him and will be upset with him forever for trading away Luka. I actually am not even mad at him for doing that. Luka Doncic, while he was in Dallas, was not the most professional. He is one of the best players on earth. But always being out of shape was not a good look for him. The organization had been questioning his commitment. When we got bounced by the Dallas Mavericks, Michael Finley at Target Center had to take a beer out of Luka's hands. It's on video. Shout out to my guys at Fulton. He had a lonely blonde in his hand. And I'm not talking about an actual woman. I'm talking about the beer. Shout out to Fulton. So, to me, he wasn't fully committed. And Nico was fed up with it. And he made a move to get a first-round pick and to get somebody in Anthony Davis, a Hall of Famer, that he felt was going to move them forward. Now, did it work out for them last year? No. Kyrie tearing his ACL didn't help them, and they're not fully healthy right now. But at the end of the – you can't do stuff just for the fans. It never works out that way, man. It never does. Think about if the Philadelphia Eagles fans got their way last year, Nick Sirianni would have been fired, and they wouldn't have won a Super Bowl.
I don't think you can compare, you know, Howie Roseman to Nico Harrison. The Dallas Mavericks made a deal.
No, I'm talking about succumbing to the fans. The fans wanted Nick Sirianni gone. And Howie Roseman was smart enough to not do it.
Yeah, I understand. But this is a general manager. A pro football coach and a general manager, two different things. Because this general manager was the one ultimately that is putting this team together.
Okay.
When you trade for an Anthony Davis and you've got a, you know, an older Kyrie Irving, you know that your window of competition and to be a championship contender is closing. And when both of those guys are unavailable, then your window becomes very, very small. And you have this pick. Okay, yeah, that's great. But you had a franchise player in Luka Doncic that the fans fell in love with, that by all intents and purposes was not a headache to the organization. He had the cardio issues, you know, the whatever. He was still.
How can we say that he wasn't a headache to the organization when we know damn well there was some skepticism with the organization about him being fit, and they were having issues with him being ready to go.
But in terms of the attitude, he wasn't out there causing any sort of trouble.
We're not talking about that.
Yeah. You know, so I look at this and I'm like, it was a questionable trade at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It looks exponentially worse by the day. And sometimes there are situations that become too toxic that it goes beyond the fans being upset. Like, the fans can be upset, but over the course of time...
No, it's all about the fans being upset.
But eventually, more times than not, the fans, that vitriol is going to subside. It's going to soften.
Yeah.
The vitriol, 9 months later, and the hatred for Nico Harrison is at a fever pitch. This is not going to go away.
That's the fans' problem, though.
Well, it's not the fans' problem. It's the ownership's problem. Because if the fans are voicing their displeasure time after time when they are at the arena, and guess what? People stop buying tickets. It's the same reason why I think people are upset with the Twins and everything that's been going on. But this is a situation that I can't remember a general manager being under having this much heat on him for an extended period of time. I don't blame them for making the move. I really don't, because if you've got a fan base that isn't apathetic, but they're just flat out pissed, and they're redlining. They've been redlining since this trade. Like, you have to do something to lower that temperature with this fan base, because until a change is made, like, nothing's going to get resolved.
How does this improve the Dallas Mavericks?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com, code FIT.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
To me, this show...
It doesn't.
Well, no, it improves them in the sense that it tells the fan base, okay, we hear you. This was a mistake. The trade was a mistake. We are going to reset and we are going to do something different. We are going to remove this guy. And now
I think it's poor judgment on an organization that feels that they have to fire their GM because the fans don't like him anymore. I think that's ridiculous.
Well, the general manager made one of the most asinine trades in the history of the NBA.
Was it asinine?
If Anthony Davis stays healthy, I still don't even think that's enough, because it's not only what Luka did, but it's about what Luka is doing now with the Lakers. Like, Luka was still he's still a young guy. You traded a potential Hall of Fame player. You didn't get the...
I don't think it's asinine at all, because nobody's untradeable. He brought in Kyrie.
Oh, absolutely. No,
so does he get credit for that?
Well, yeah, he does get credit for bringing in Kyrie, but Kyrie's like Anthony Davis or damaged goods.
Oh, he tore his ACL last year. Kyrie's never been that. He's never been an injury-prone guy. I would give people the credit that Anthony Davis has been an injury. He's had an injury-riddled career. But that was such a fluky thing. Kyrie Irving is one of the top 5 point guards of all time, and he tore his ACL.
Well, this was a risky trade.
Yeah, for sure.
You are banking on Anthony Davis staying healthy.
Sure.
If Anthony Davis is completely healthy and, you know, putting up 25 and 10 and 5, I think there's still discontent. It's not nearly as strong, because right now you don't have anything to show for the Luka Doncic deal.
The last time I checked, Luka Doncic with Nico Harrison went to an NBA Finals and lost to the Boston Celtics. Last year, how far did Luka Doncic go?
How far did the Dallas Mavericks go?
No. We knew that they were not going to go as far when Anthony Davis gets hurt and Kyrie Irving. How far did LA go, though?
But
that's everybody's on the Luka Doncic bandwagon. How far did they go? Who put them home? Who sent them packing?
The point that...
No, I'm asking you. The Timberwolves.
Yes. Yeah, Timberwolves sent them home.
The Timberwolves sent him to Cancun, like Charles Barkley would say. Gone fishing.
But this deal isn't about Luka going to L.A. The move was Luka to L.A., and now you made our team. Our team doesn't have – our team is worse now than it was before you made the deal for Luka. Like, the window of opportunity – that the Dallas Mavericks have, it isn't there.
I think you can make the legitimate point that if Luka stays in Dallas, that it's the same old, I'm out of shape, Luka, out of shape. The only reason why anybody is talking about, even more so, the Dallas fans being upset is all of a sudden Luka's in shape, right? But what motivated Luka to get in shape? He got to L.A., had a good run with the Lakers last year, and what happened in the post-game pressure after Anthony Edwards and sent them guys home? What happened? The coach of the L.A. Lakers said, we got to be in better condition. He got called. This is multiple spots he's been called out now, and he finally got his act together. I am not anti-Luka Doncic at all. I am not. But the bottom line is I think that this was needed actually to be the wake-up call for him.
Luka at his peak is a, what would you say, top 5 player in the league?
The who?
Luka? Top 5?
Luka's top 5 right now.
Top 5, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
no question.
Even without
they didn't get enough in the return.
Absolutely, yeah. Even with the conditioning issues, you look at somebody who's got that skill set. That skill set does not come along every day. And you're like,
and neither
you know,
does Davis's, but he had the injury
and
history.
Yeah, Anthony Davis has got a long injury history. I'll go, you know, going back to New Orleans and the, you know, like, it's always been his thing. If the thing with Luka is the conditioning and you can't get him to be, you know, disciplined, then that's on the coaching staff. But you don't just give up on one of the best players in the NBA because you can't get him in condition. The Mavs basically just gave up and said, well, okay, if he won't be in shape for us, then you know what? We're going to ship him off to another Western Conference
team.
They
should have got more. I totally agree.
They should have, yes.
And the text line, they say, Henry, Mr. Tubbs is absolutely correct. That was, I think this is talk to text, an agreed trade and the GM deserves to be fired. The same is going to happen in Minnesota when the Vikings GM gets fired over the J.J. McCarthy flop. I don't think it's the same thing with regards to Kwesi and Nico. Like, what has Kwesi done? I think that if Kwesi gets fired in the next year or so, it's because Kwesi has accomplished anything. At least Nico Harrison got to an NBA Finals.
Yeah, and I don't – we got to wait on J.J. McCarthy. I don't think J.J. McCarthy is going to be a flop. I think we are just so – right now, we want to label something. Well, J.J. McCarthy's not throwing for 300 yards and four touchdowns, so he's a flop. He's a 22-year-old quarterback who's made four starts in his NFL career.
Yeah.
Let's get to the end of the year, and then let's see where we're at. No, it hasn't. There have been flashes, but there's also been inconsistency. Kid's 22.
651-461-9226. Very quick segment before the top of the hour break right here on The Good Neighbor. All right, we got about a minute left here in the opening hour of the Lake Show. I do want to do this, though. I just want to wish well all the veterans out there. It's Veterans Day. We're thankful for you and all that you do and all that you've done. And I actually, on the text line, want to hear from the veterans out there. On the text line, 651-461-9226, I would like to hear from a few of you, like, your most proudest moment serving. Like, a highlight. Because you guys mean so much to us in all that you do and have done. And I'll never forget my grandfather's funeral and just his service to the country. And the reaction when my aunt was given that flag, to this day, still emotional. Dane Mizutani from the Pioneer Press, he joins us next, talking Vikings.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.